the show's about to start. Sit back, relax, take a hit, and enjoy.
I know I'm right in the chest, bit dog. Pull the white walls, no flex involved.
Toke Talk Radio with Mountain Man and the Wizard. The Wizard and the Wizard.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Around the Table. I'm the Wiz, and we got Token tonight.
What up?
So, real quick, this episode is brought to you by Mr. Zaza 757. Make sure you guys go over their Instagram and check out Mr. Zaza 757. Let them know Toke Talk sent you.
Save that 5%.
Save that 5%.
21 plus consumer.
And I will have a list for you video people. I have a list up there of a couple more of Toke Talk approved brands around Virginia Beach. We'll highlight Nutri-Grain Genetics in there. Make sure you guys go over there to their Instagram at Nutra. Holy crap. What was it called? Oh, Nutra Worldwide. Sorry about that, guys. Nutra Worldwide. So around the table, we just talk about a whole bunch of random shit from conspiracies to everyday dad life, whatever have you. We'll just talk about all kind of shit uncensored. So real quick, case of the century of our lifetime, Amber Heard versus Johnny Depp. Go.
Bro, first of all, she's a straight asshole.
Oh, 100%.
Like off the rip.
Off rip, dog.
And I 100%. Didn't know that, you know, we could do drugs on the stand.
Oh, yeah, right?
I didn't know
you
that.
Heard about that, right? That shit's fucking insane.
Bro, did you watch
insane.
The footage on that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Bro.
My source is TikTok, but, I mean, it's nuts.
It's all credible.
Yo, the TMZ guy. The TMZ guy.
Like, that my guy.
Yeah, people, came out.
And honestly, bro.
Paid that motherfucker to come down there and take pictures of her. What?
The really? Audio. Okay, the audio of her straight up saying, who's going to believe you, a man, Johnny Depp, is a victim of domestic violence?
That's crazy, right?
Wow. Bro, my mind exploded.
Bro, you don't, yes. I
was like,
you.
She came out of her face and said that to this man?
Right. What about the suicide one? Basically, at first, he was like, you won't do it. And then all of a sudden, she's like, oh no, don't pick up that knife. It's dull. Da 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 da. Wild, right? And then what about her fucking admitting that she wrote the op-ed that she put in TMZ? Like, on trial, fucking admitted that.
Her lawyer, when, you know, he was talking to Johnny, and this threw me for a loop. And I thought it was funny on Johnny's part, because he was like, so at the end of your last relationship, you were drinking heavily, correct?
Oh,
I was drinking. But you were drinking heavily. Were you there? Bro, I said, yo, he kept his cool eyes like, yo, that was the perfect comeback.
Yeah. Tell me when the dude was like, so you sat back and poured yourself a mega pint of wine. And he was like, a mega pint? And he giggled. This shit is weak, bro. I'm telling you. Oh, and then real quick, shout out to Johnny Depp. If you do not get with your lawyer, dog, bro, I lose a little bit of respect. That chick, Carmilla,
mm-hmm.
Bro, he needs to be all over that, because I be seeing the footage on TMZ, dog. Mm-hmm. I be seeing that shit.
Look,
but
he's just minding his business.
Exactly.
His case.
And you know what the most wildest part of it is? When TMZ got that video of Amber Heard's lawyer coming out to see Johnny Depp to get an autograph. That shit was weak, bro. Wild. So, real quick, try to be as unbiased as possible. I know it's hard to, because this time we're men and we should be like this bitch. But anyway, be unbiased. Does the jury favor Johnny Depp?
100%. 100%.
Me, the only thing, I'm about 98%. The only thing that scares me is the little tidbit where she actually lost her job because of Johnny Depp. It was his fault. I mean, I can't say it wasn't his fault. It was his fault. Well, she was supposed to do something for Tim Burton, and him and Tim Burton are like best friends. And he called Tim Burton, was like, don't hire her. And she didn't get the job or whatever. That's the only thing I see going, but it doesn't win the whole case, but look what, like, for real, Amber Heard comes out and says, Johnny Depp hit me. He loses Disney. He loses Warner Brothers. Like all the Instagrams and all the social medias out there, the only people that stuck by him was that cologne, like the jour or whatever, the tour. Right. But it was the only that's the only
one that.
And I agree with Johnny Depp. You win this, do you go back to Disney? No. You give him a big F you. You take your royalties from Captain Jack Sparrow and you walk away. Warner Brothers, do you take them the court for firing you for the last Harry Potter movie? Well, the not Harry Potter movie.
I was like, what?
Because he played Grindelwald in the Harry Potter, like the Harry Potter world isk. I forget what it's fucking called.
That's a new one.
Yeah, and they fired him and they hired some other guy, because I actually just watched the new one.
Oh, wow.
And it's pretty good. So I don't want to be too mean on this podcast, but if you had a sentence for Amber Heard, what would it be? And I'll add her on Instagram.
I don't know, dude.
You don't know?
Because, like, honestly, it just makes you want to throw the book at her.
Well, I wish she can get jail time, but she can't. I wish, but
she definitely needs psychiatric help.
Oh yeah, definitely. Hopefully it's not just basically wearing the mask, as Tim Robbins would say. Robin Williams would say, like, wearing the mask. It looks like he's getting over well. Just by watching him in the trial, I think he's grounded. He's not in that, like, state. I think he was in that state during it because he was enduring the,
like, I feel like
he definitely has PTSD. He
was broken already.
Oh yeah.
Like once you hit a certain point, like, no matter what you go through, you're like, I've already been to the bottom, so it doesn't even matter.
But real quick, speculating, his acting during that time, just knowing now what he went through and the acting that he gave us, do you think that his acting is going to be better now that he's
no, you
don't think so? You think
it's because I feel like that was his escape.
I was just about to say,
like,
yeah,
that was his happy place. So yeah. I wouldn't say it would get better, because I don't know, something that strong, you're always gonna love it. And growing up, you know, watching him, yeah, dude,
he's a brilliant actor, brilliant, he's a
genius,
yeah, brilliant. I put him, like, since this is around the table, I definitely put him in my top five actors. I put no Johnny Depp definitely. Okay, what? And two of these actors that I'm about to name are in my top 10, but what sent for me Johnny Depp was, like, he's the real deal. OG, he's the real fucking deal, is What's Eating Gilbert Grape. You ever seen that movie?
Yes.
Bro, Leo and Johnny, bruh.
Brilliant. Bruh. Brilliant.
Leo's, I think 2000.
He's an improv actor, and that's crazy.
He's
on the fly, because he pulls that in a lot of his.
See,
movies.
Yeah, he. Okay, so Titanic.
And it works.
Titanic, probably one of my favorite Leo films.
Young Man.
For me, what, like, made me say why the fuck hasn't he won an Oscar yet was when I forget the name of it, The Great Gatsby came out. His performance was impeccable. Outstanding. Yes. Like, it was like, I wasn't like, literally me and Bobby want to see that movie. I, at the end of the movie, I wanted to stand up and applaud just because it was that fucking good.
That gave him a round of applause.
Yeah. Like, it was just, it was that good. And it took that long because, I mean, he had Titanic. You ever seen The Island? That fucking movie, The Beach. Brilliant movie. Shit, what's even Gilbert Grape?
You gotta put me on to some of these.
Inception. You ever seen Inception?
Of course.
The movie.
I was actually working at the movies when that came out.
Dude, Inception was sick, nasty.
That's
bro.
Ahead of it. That was way ahead of its time. That was mind bending.
Yes, it was 100%.
Way ahead of its time.
Way ahead of its fucking time. That's like fucking Titanic being way ahead of its time for what it was. The movie was great.
Yeah. Bro,
movies.
When did the Titanic come? Like, it's
98.
Bruh, come on.
98 or 96.
We're talking.
Don't quote me.
We're talking pre 2K, bro.
Pre 2K.
Pre 2K.
That's funny, but I am looking that up. I need to know.
What? When the Titanic came out?
When the movie The Titanic came out. And Google has to say.
The answer will be right here. Did not know that.
1997.
Okay.
So we can move on.
Not to age myself, but I was
holy shit
6 years old.
I don't even know, bro. 9 or 10, maybe. I don't know. I just know in 2002 I was 13. just because it was my last year of football for Virginia Beach Middle.
This guy here.
That's all I know.
BB Middle.
Right? Right?
Bro, when we had that old field house, now that's the school is like 2 or 3 stories. It's insane.
Bro, their football field is sick.
We had 4 hallways, bro.
Oh, yes. 4 hallways.
4.
It was sick. Like, we had the elective hallway, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Facts.
Like, that's
an auditorium, a cafeteria, and a gym.
Yo, you know what my favorite class was in VB Middle, dog?
Probably tech. Or, what is it? Tech Ed, I think they called it.
Well, for me, it was woodshop.
Yeah, but it was half computer.
Yes, half.
Yeah, so it was, yeah,
so
Tech Ed.
He changed my life. Like, on,
Mr.
not
Wiggins?
Like, yes. Mr. Wiggins was.
Yeah, he started Men of Excellence when I was in like 6th or 7th grade.
Yeah, bro. Mr. Wiggins was amazing. He was a good guy. He was a good guy.
Yeah, he definitely was.
He was. I remember one time he let us, because like when I was in his class, Tech Decks had just came out.
Was the shit.
So he let us build a fucking skate park, dude. One of our projects we did, we were made a half pipe. Dude, it was fucking sick, dude. It was crazy. Good shit.
Yeah, and then we got stuck making regular CO2 cars.
Right.
Them.
Right.
That, I'm not going to lie, that was pretty fun.
Did you ever take small engines at Ocean Lakes?
No.
No. They had the small engines teacher that was like just like Mr. Wiggins, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, remember. Yeah, dude. But anyway,
reminiscing.
Have you quick. Yeah, right? Have you seen any new movies lately? Have you seen the Obi-Wan Kenobi series?
No.
Oh,
I know it's a 2-part special to start it. And it came out what, Friday, right?
Yep. Bro. Yeah. It's like
I watched like the first 10 minutes of it and I had to turn it off because I had
dude, it was like
it's everyday life.
It was like watching Jesus for the first 33 years of his life. Like, it's just like finally that you get to know what happened. Like, in that 30 years,
it
dude,
opens up.
It's amazing.
And I can't even go watch it.
It's so good. Well, the first episode's all right, but the second episode definitely makes up for the first episode. Because Princess Leia is in the second episode, but she's like a little kid. But that's all I'll say. It's pretty cool. You get, because I didn't think they were going to see her I thought it was just all going to be about Luke.
Say no more. Say no more.
Dude, it's pretty sick.
Now I gotta
and they brought back all the original actors from episode 3. Uncle Owen.
This is the time span in between. Yeah.
See, yeah, Uncle Owen is but the same guy from episode 3. Leia's parents.
Yeah, they were. I was watching actually on Friday, the morning of the release. They had the.
You got to watch it the morning of the release? When I logged in to Disney to watch it, they said that the server crashed for me. Yeah, like because it came out at 9 a.m. On the East Coast. Shit was wild, dude. I was trying to watch it. I didn't get to watch it till that night. It was fucking wicked. Have you seen the Top Gun? Have you seen Top Gun?
I have not.
Me neither. I just wanted to see because I wanted to see if you heard.
I'm not. I don't know, bro.
See me. I'm not a Tom Cruise fan per se. Right. There's certain movies. There's a movie Day and Night that I really like Tom Cruise in. The older Tom Cruise, like Jerry Maguire, movies like that. I like Tom Cruise, but his newer films, I'm not a big fan of. But I am always a big fan of Top Gun because I really enjoyed what's his name? Val Kilmer in the first Top Gun, and he's back in the second one. Nice. So I want to see that. Plus, my dad was there on set because him and his, like, I guess his crew were maintenancing the F-18 that Tom Cruise was flying in. Yeah, dude, all the flights and shit were at Oceana.
Way.
You didn't know about that?
No.
Yeah.
That is insane.
The F-18 was from, the F-18 they used was from VFA 106. So it was cool. The civilian unit or whatever.
Dope.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, because he brought home like pictures.
I didn't even know it was that local. That's cool as hell.
Yeah, he brought home pictures like when they were maintaining the plane, and then they got a picture with Tom Cruise in the Tom Cruise didn't actively fly the plane.
Yeah,
they were in a two seater, but they mocked the cockpit to look like the front seat. So that's how they filmed it. They put a camera, he said, like right there on Tom Cruise. He said it was pretty cool, and they did all like the flips, and they brought in a Russian MiG from Canada, and they were like, when they did like the dog fight and shit like that, it was the MiG. They had a MiG there. It's cool, right?
Local connections.
Yeah, right. And then like I was thinking, like, dude, if I watch it, maybe we'll get to see like. Maybe old get school. To see something.
Right.
Like
old school something.
Speaking of that, have you ever seen the movie Navy SEALs?
Maybe.
Okay. After the show, I'm going to show you something that's going to blow your fucking mind. Just remind me, okay? Your mind is... I'm telling you.
What is it on?
Do what? It's an old Charlie Sheen movie. It's like from like 1995. And you'll see a place from your childhood in it. It's wicked. It's wicked. But
it's called Navy SEALs.
Yeah, it's called Navy SEALs with Charlie Sheen. There's a couple other people in it. I know Barry Pepper plays in it. You know, the sniper from Saving Private Ryan. Yeah, he plays in it as well. But anyway... What do you guys know? I know I was talking to your brother off screen about Michael Jordan. So have you guys ever heard of this conspiracy? You remember when Michael Jordan first retired from the NBA?
Yes.
There's a conspiracy that it was a secret suspension from the NBA because of his gambling addiction. So he wanted to continue to play sports to be healthy and in shape. So he picked baseball because that's what he played in his childhood. So have you guys ever heard about that?
No.
I thought it was wild as fuck.
It's a... Wait. So... What? It was a suspension by the NBA.
For his, because we all know that he had a gambling addiction.
Yes.
Well, because of his image, his brand, his gambling kind of came Pete Rose-ish, betting on teams, and he got in trouble. But the NBA didn't want to spoil their golden boy.
Right.
So they said, hey, look, maybe we can, the conspiracy that I read, the article that I read today, the conspiracy was, is that happened. They pulled him to the side and said, look, what we're going to do is we're going to, I know you got to stay in shape, and I know you used to play baseball, and I know you've been talking about playing baseball and stuff like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk to the owner of the Chicago White Sox and put you on their farm league team to keep you in shape. And he was like, bet. They suspended him. Nobody fucking knew. He said he retired, whatever. Nobody knew. When he wanted to come back, he came back and was like, I'm back, bitches. And he played for the Bulls, 1-3, and then bounced. Like,
that isn't, that's an interesting take on that.
Like, I thought it was wild. I thought it was fucking wild. I was like, how come I've never heard about this?
Right.
Like, that shit won't stay lit. Fuck that blunt.
A secret suspension from the NBA. But didn't want to mess up their golden boy.
It's like, it's like if LeBron had a gambling addiction, do you really think that LeBron will, the NBA will sit there and say, you're suspended for a year? Do you really think they'll do that?
No.
Would, that would tarnish him. No Hall of Fame, no more records, nothing. That would tarnish him. Do you think, what would you think would happen if the NBA was like, you know what? We got this guy, we got that guy. Fuck MJ. MJ, you're suspended for 3 years for your addiction to gambling because you bet it on teams. He's not in the Hall of Fame. He never comes back to the NBA. Nothing. Well, if he comes back,
that wouldn't work.
That
Yeah.
You just, it's just that you think of error.
You just lost $10 billion.
Exactly. And you lost the Nike brand because if he's gone, Nike's going to pull out.
And like, that's it.
And that's it. Because I know, understand they got Magic Johnson, they had Chauncey Billups, but like MJ was MJ. It's like LeBron today. It's like, I really thought that LeBron would get overshadowed after leaving Cleveland, but he just never went away. And
yeah,
he's the golden boy. He's still the golden boy. He'll be the golden boy until the day he retires when he's 62. That motherfucker's gonna play. He's a Tom Brady, dog. He's gonna play forever. And I respect him. I respect that. It's like Tom Brady. I hate Tom Brady, but
he's, I respect nice.
Him. If he comes out and wins goddamn Super Bowl, I'm gonna be like, what do you expect?
It's Tom Brady.
It's fucking Tom Brady.
He already got enough rings.
Oh yeah, dude. 10 be amazing.
Nuts. 10 would be insane.
He needs to leave the Buccaneers and go to another team and do it just to be like, bitches, solidify.
But we already know he can do it anywhere.
I know. And you know the bitch? You want to hear, know the bitch about that? When he left New England, I was like, he ain't going to do shit. And that motherfucker came out and won the Super Bowl.
And well, I was like, he's Tom,
because he's fucking Tom fucking Brady. He's the GOAT, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down. When it comes to NFL, for me, clear GOAT, Tom Brady. When it comes to NBA, I'm tithering. I still like MJ. I just don't like LeBron for some reason. I respect him as a basketball player. He's the best in the world. But
you just,
there's just something him. I don't. To be completely honest, it was a show that it's a show that he was on and some words were said, kind of lost respect for him. But anyway, ooh. Yeah, it was his barbershop show. I love the hell out of that show. I still watch it, but it was just one show that like yeah. kind of like was like, ugh, like, dude, come on, dude, I like you.
like but that's like, you shouldn't be saying
that. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, it's just nuts. I mean, when it comes to like the NBA, I know I'm an MJ guy. If you, it's like when it comes to soccer, I'm a Messi guy. I'm a Messi guy too when it comes to soccer.
Bro, I need to find a way to get into soccer, bro.
You know how I got into soccer, and you should try it. You know how I got into soccer? Watch the World Cup. It's coming up.
Watch the World Cup.
Mm-hmm. Because you'll see all the best players in the world, and you can simultaneously watch different games, and you'll be able to watch everybody play. It's just, it's amazing because there are teams out there like Mexico. Like, who the fuck have you heard from Mexico? But as a unit, they're really good. Scotland, you know, Scotland just beat Portugal this past weekend. Yeah, Scotland beat Portugal because what they're doing is there's in teams of eight right now, and they're qualifying to get into the team of four for the World Cup, into the bracket of four and whatnot. So it's bracket.
Double elimination?
No, it's for the World Cup, you have qualifiers where you're in a group, like our group, USA's group. It's Costa Rica.
Yeah, you got to get through that
to get to the four.
Yeah.
Well, Scotland is in Portugal's group.
So this isn't the preliminary round. This is the second, third. Which one is this?
This is, the World Cup is set this past weekend. After this last game, it was set. But Scotland had to beat Portugal to be in the World Cup, mm-hmm. and they beat Portugal 1-0. Yeah. And it was the first time that an unranked team beat a top five team ever.
Top five team?
Yeah. It was ever in the history of 150 years of soccer. No unranked team has ever beat a top five team, and Scotland did it. And it was not. I didn't watch it. My dad watched it. He said it was amazing. And I was kind of like sappy. I was like, damn, that was probably a good match.
Good one. Like,
because I know Cristiano Ronaldo was pissed. Like, he got on and talked a lot of shit about his team.
He said talked a lot of shit about his team. Hey, man. Oh, yeah. You can't, even if you are the best player at whatever sport you're playing, you can't do it by yourself.
You can't. I can be completely honest. The only sport that I've seen it, in a group sport, is basketball. And my example is LeBron James on Cleveland's team without Kyrie Irving when they won that first championship.
Yeah, because he was going stupid.
Yeah, like that's the only group sport team that won something big, and LeBron did it. And the other four were on his back. Like, that's the only time. Like, football, you like Tom Brady, yes, is good. But you take away Mike Evans, you take away their O-line, you take away Forsett, their running back, you take away Godwin at the other wide receiver.
He's still a GOAT.
He's still a GOAT.
He can hit any moving target, bro.
Yeah, I mean, he's still a GOAT, but does he win the Super Bowl? I don't think so.
Yes.
See, me, his ultimate test, and he'll never do it, but my ultimate test for Tom Brady, if you're listening, Tom Brady, hopefully, I'll at you on Instagram.
Factual.
Go to Cleveland and win a Super Bowl. You are a true GOAT if you go to Cleveland and win a Super Bowl.
Bruh.
Cleveland was good with Baker early on, and then Baker fell off. But Cleveland is a quarterback away.
Go to Cleveland and
win a Super Bowl.
You heard it here first, Tom Brady.
I'm telling you.
It's the ultimate GOAT test. You said you can go anywhere and make it happen.
I mean, you proved it. You proved it with Tampa Bay, but go to Cleveland and win the Super Bowl, Tom. Like, I will put a poster in my room, dog. Do it.
Put a poster in his room.
Do it. I don't even like it, dog, but I'll put a poster in my room.
You don't got to like him. You just have to respect him.
Exactly, and he has all my respect. As a football player.
Factual. Well, I don't know. According to his Hertz commercial, he's a fucking robot. My man was plugging in, recharging.
Right? That shit's wicked. I saw that. I was like, is that possible? I was possible? Like,
he really is a fucking cyborg. Is that
fucking possible? But, you know, no, it's shit's fucking wild, dude.
He has a palladium core like Iron Man.
But, oh, for all you people out there, all you avid movie, I've been wanting to do this. All you avid movie watchers out there, movie recommendation of the show. You ready? On Hulu, it's called Old by M. Night Shyamalan or whatever his fucking name is. It's called Old. Great movie. I don't want to, I'm not a spoiler person. I don't want to talk about it, but it's wild. Definitely a watch. Number two on Hulu. You know why I watched it? I got woke up one morning, me and my mom's chilling, smoking a joint. Get on my phone, and I always look at the news on Google. Popped up. Hulu's number two movie out of nowhere. So I'm clicked on the article I'm reading, and I'm like, okay, I'm reading all this bullshit. I'm like, just name the fucking movie. And it said, Old by M. Night Shyamalan. However you fucking say his name. The director of Signs. Oh, and The Sixth Sense. But Old was pretty good. Definitely recommend it. It was probably like a 7.5 out of 10 for me. Great plot. Just
I'm trying to see if I've seen it.
Happened too fast, in my opinion. Like the plot, like, went from like okay to thickened to resolved or whatever. Like, too, like if the movie was longer, there you go, it'd probably be a little bit better, in my opinion. It's pretty wild. He's just chilling.
Right?
He's chilling like a fucking villain, dog.
He in the zone. Oh, look, we're just speaking to Top Gun. Studio TV got Top Gun right there.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's a good movie. You should, like, I mean, tell me. It's a good.
Shouts out to the FBI investigator listening to us.
Oh, yeah, right. Right.
You know.
So, got a couple minutes left. Any Bro. New conspiracies real quick? I didn't ask you on our other show we did. No. Any new conspiracies? Oh, except for the MJ conspiracy. Bro, that's really not it for
that
me.
That is.
I like that.
That's a change of pace.
Yeah. Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial. I know that's Johnny Depp. I hope he wins.
Just to dabble on that just for a second, bro. This is like law changing. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, there's going to be laws that are going to be changed behind this trial.
100%. 100.
Shouts out to our broken judicial system.
Right. And then I encourage any man that is a victim of spousal abuse, please seek help. Johnny Depp did it, so there you go. If Johnny can do it, you can do it.
At least talk to someone.
At least talk to someone. Get that shit right, bro. Don't be a victim, please.
Stand up for your rights.
I love it. But next time, next show, when you come in next round the table or whatever show we do, I'm doing a showcase, and I'm going around into some different brands, and I'm going to get some of their products, and I'm basically just going to sit down and just do a show about their product and just review their product and stuff like that. A little showcase. It's going to be visual, so I can make That's it all dope. Spoofed up looking and shit like that. I got this pretty cool program nice. That I can use. So I'll let you know, or just let me know whenever you can do it. Well, I'll kind of plan it around that.
Yeah. It's almost impossible to. I don't have enough hours. I don't have enough minutes. I don't have enough seconds to get everything done.
I feel you.
Bro, family life will do it to you.
Oh, yeah. I know. Single dad of four kids, dog.
Oh, I know.
Three boys and my daughter's coming in June 16th. I'm super excited about that. Super excited.
Bro, we have to get girls back together.
I know. Hopefully she's here to stay. I'll talk to you more about that off, but hopefully she's here to stay until, I guess it's 18 or 20 or whatever that, 18 probably. But yeah.
Who knows? They change the numbers every day, dude.
But oh, real quick. I know it's before midnight. Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you. Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah. Just obviously, please don't get Veterans Day, Memorial Day mixed up. Today we are mourning, well, barbecuing to the fallen soldiers of the United States in every single branch. And I know from experience, you were a Navy brat, so was I.
Yeah.
So we have much respect for the armed services. For sure. And then plus a lot of our friends, same way. We live in the
military.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's definitely
military state.
A lot of military. And a lot of people that we've known in our childhood to grow up, I've known a bunch that joined the armed forces.
And it's insane.
Dude, I actually know a guy who drives a Warthog. I actually want the middle. Luke?
What?
Luke. I won't say his last name, but Luke. He was our JV quarterback at Ocean Lakes. Big, tall, white guy. Mm-hmm. Blonde hair. Yeah. He drives a fucking Warthog in the Army now, dude. It's nuts. And then I know a dude, one of my college roommates is a commercial pilot. Like, flies the big-ass bitches. Pretty cool.
Fly an Airbus. Bro, it's the city on wheels.
City on fucking wheels on some real shit, dog. I feel you on that one. It's
the equivalent to a cruise ship.
Right. But hopefully you guys enjoyed the blabbering we did. I know we went all the fuck over the place. Learned a little about MJ.
Right. That was an interesting tidbit that came out of nowhere.
But hopefully you guys enjoy your... Well, when this comes out, it won't be Memorial Day, but for the...
Enjoyed
your Memorial Day. Next... Creepypasta. I have something working on the Creepypasta. How I Became a God by B.T. Burton on No Sleep Reddit. That will be out... editing's real tough. I'm putting in a lot of effects because it's a longer story, but it's coming. Promise. Rendering is having a rendering is a bitch right now, and I keep having to do it over and over again. I'm about to seek outside help on that so I can get this creepypasta out that I've been promising for 2 fucking weeks. But hopefully, you guys enjoyed the show. Token.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, yeah, always.
Try to give our listeners something to listen to.
Definitely. And obviously from what he has said, Token will be on when he can. And I'll keep it running. Everything will be straight. And until next time, remember, keep your tinfoil hats and your bowls close. You never know what may happen.
Token out.